You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Amy, I got to know, first of all, what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Hey, we are doing a kids triathlon in my neighborhood, so that should be fun. We're closing our neighborhood pool, so had to go out with a bang, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So how far do they do each thing?
You know, I'm terrible. I don't know the details. My husband's on the HOA, so I think it's just a few laps in the pool. I think it's 3 laps in the pool, and then they have to run around the park 3 times, and then they get on their bikes and do that 3 times.
Oh, too. That's so nothing cute. Crazy. That's oozing cuteness right there. How many kids are participating?
I think there's up to 20, 25 probably.
Holy cow.
All ages. Yeah, it should be fun.
Quick, name one event Dom won't be attending this weekend.
Name one. I'll send you the address, Dom.
Yeah, right.
I'll stop by.
He'll be there for sure.
I'll bring one of those low-slung lawn chairs with a beer and just kind of cheer the kids on.
Yeah, sure. We'll be grilling. You're welcome.
Right on. That's funny. It is. We're definitely creeping up on the time of year now where they do the final days of the pool where they let all the dogs in, you know, to go the swim and everything, and then they shut her down and clean the filters.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's the worst time
close
of year
them up for winter. I know. Dog hair everywhere.
That's right.
What's it like married to a dude on the HOA? I mean, are you kind of embarrassed sometimes?
Gosh. You know, it's funny because, you know, he's great. He definitely loves to debate and, you know, just kind of bring some color to the HOA. But we actually have, you know, a lot of young guys on there. So it's kind of turning over. But it's fun. I mean, you know, he likes it. It's a way for us to meet our neighbors. And we have a really cool neighborhood. So
that's kind of why I did it, though, too. I'm on mine, too. And that's
a great way to meet your neighbors by banging on their
pissing
door
them
and
off,
telling them to clean up their yard.
Telling them to clean up their yard. Yeah, take down that fence that wasn't approved.
Aww.
You know, the whole thing.
I kind of like being on the HOA. I mean, luckily I'm not, you know, the president, but I will say the president has dropped these hints of when you take over, Jer, and you should take over, and oh, you're really good at this. Boy, you'd be good at being the president. I'm like, hell no. Not a chance.
Yeah.
You'll do it. I think
I don't want to do that. No, I'm fine with approving paint colors and shed placement. But other than that, I'm like, I don't want to deal with everything else.
I still get letters occasionally from my HOA. The only thing that I have about it, Amy, is that I kind of wish it wasn't so passive aggressive. Because they walk by and they see something that they don't understand. So it goes through this whole rigmarole of reaching out to the management company that then sends a letter when all they got to do, since they're at my curb anyway, walk the 100 feet to my front door, knock on the door. I'll open the door. We can talk about it. We can short circuit all of these steps, but everything has to be anonymous and through the mail. And I don't appreciate that.
I think that's why he wanted to join, because our old neighborhood, we actually got a letter that we needed to weed our yard. And he was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. And same with you, Dom. He's like, why didn't they just come to our door? So I think that that's why he joined this one, to try to kind of change.
So is that what he does? Does he go to door
does
to door?
Does he ring the doorbell?
No, he's not on the architectural committee, but there's a separate one for that. But they'll go up to the door now. I mean,
that's nice. That's good.
We're losing the mail.
You know what I've done too is if people are improving or they get something done super quick, you know, that needed fixed, I actually stop and thank them.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for doing that. It's really...
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping the neighborhood up. Yeah.
Enough about your husband, Amy. What do you do?
I work for Zoom in Denver, actually. I actually work from home, so I'm up in Boulder. But I work for Zoom, the video telecommunications.
Yeah. I have a
company.
Zoom meeting this afternoon at noon, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's Zoom and
noon.
Excited. Yeah.
I saw the funny story a couple of weeks ago that the Zoom, ironically, was forcing their employees to go back into the office, but you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I'm far enough up in Boulder. So I live in the Gundarl area, and it's within a 50-mile radius, they encourage, because we have a lot of hybrid workers, a lot of people that are, you know, went back to the office. So they want to make sure that we're you know, understanding Zoom rooms and the technology in the offices to support that. So we have two main offices, California and Denver, and they wanted people that live in the area to go back so that we could be eating our own dog food, essentially. So, yeah.
All right.
Before we let you go, what specifically is your job? What do you do for Zoom?
So I manage a team on the for customer success for education. So K-12, state and local government, anyone in that sector that uses Zoom, we help support to make sure they're successful. So training, adoption, utilization, anything to do with that. So
sounds very important.
Colorado.
Sounds very important.
Yeah. Well, it was back in the pandemic for sure. Now, you know, we're kind of moving away, but the state and local government is still.
Well, from what I hear, the pandemic's coming back, so you'll be hard at it. Hey, real quick, do you have a question for us or anything about the show?
No. I just thought it was interesting. I was driving my daughter to volleyball practice this morning a few minutes ago and witnessed a drunk driver and kind of panicked and was like, how do I report this? Do I call 911? What I remember seeing, like, signs to text. So just wanted to tell everyone out there, I did end up calling 911. They were super helpful. This person had already been reported, but if anyone sees that, feel free to, you know.
And who's already smashed at 7:15 in the morning? My gosh.
I know. Gosh. My daughter was like, and I'm like, see, that's what you do if you,
you know
you
what
know,
it is?
Be a drunk driver.
You know what it is? It's somebody who at about midnight last night opened up their mail and it was a letter from the HOA.
I thought it was all Amy. You can drink mimosas somewhere.
Amy.
Oh, my gosh.
Go have a great day. Thank you for being on the show.
You too.
Bye, Amy.
Thank you, guys.
Nice
Bye.
Meeting you.
Here's Mike, who's patiently holding. Mike, what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Yes, that's why I called. I'm going to a wedding for my older stepbrother, and we're going to have a ton of family in town. It's up at Allen's Park.
Ooh, weddings are the worst.
You said you're going to be having fun, and then you said you're going to a wedding.
Weddings,
I mean, which
suck,
is it?
Mike.
Are you having fun, or are you going to a wedding? Which?
It's going to be both. It's going to be both. It'll be good. So can I give a shout-out to my brother and his fiancée?
Oh, if you have to, I guess.
For $5. You say you Venmo us $5. We'll let you do it.
I'll do it.
Okay.
All right, then what's the names?
All right, so my brother is James Oliver, and he's marrying Jessica Johnson this afternoon, and we're very, very excited.
Let me ask you something. Is she going to keep her maiden name?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because Jessica Johnson is almost like a superhero name.
It sounds like a porn
JJ.
Star.
Jessica Johnson.
Yeah.
She should keep that.
Well, she would be Jessica Oliver, so Joe.
Joe. Yeah,
yeah,
she
but
could
the
go
thing
by Joe.
Is, then she's a person with two first names, you know?
Yeah.
You should have her keep Jessica Johnson. In fact, your stepbrother, did you say it's your stepbrother?
Yeah, my older stepbrother, uh-huh.
He should switch to Johnson so he doesn't have two first names.
Suggest that during the wedding.
Yeah, right, stand up.
Stand up in the
when
middle
they
of
do,
it.
If anyone has any reason why, you can stand up and say, look, I'm okay with them getting together, but let's talk about the names for just a moment.
Make it happen, Mike. Make it happen. What'd you get him for
married?
The wedding?
I'll take it under consideration. So.
Did you get him a wedding gift?
Yes. They didn't. I said, actually, we're not looking for anything, or you can donate to the honeymoon fund. But I was like, no. I don't do that. Don't like gift cards. So they paddleboard, so I got them an electronic SUP, stand-up paddleboard pump.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
Okay, that's nice.
I don't know what that is.
Don't get me wrong, Mike.
That's nice.
But now let's go back a step. So what you're saying is they expressed what they wanted, and you said, screw you, I'm not giving you what you want. I'm going to give you what I want to give you. Is that right?
That's what I heard.
I gave them what they needed.
They needed money for their honeymoon, it sounds
you
like.
You decided what they needed. They asked you for something, and you said no.
They're going to take that goofy pump motor thing that you bought, put it on next door, and take the cash and put it into the honeymoon fund.
Yeah, I find that interesting that they requested something, and you said, you go straight to hell. I am not going to get you. I'm bad. I'm not going to do it.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I've got one, you know, blood brother, two stepbrothers, and out of the four, I was the rebel.
Well, you're still living up to it, buddy.
Is that the term you're using, rebel? Because I had a whole completely different word that jumped into my head. But oh, Mike, you're a good sport. Listen, are you married yourself?
No.
Why do you say it like that? Why?
Oh, hell no.
Why are you not? Have you ever been married?
Sounds like he has been married, yeah.
Oh, I have been married, yes. It did not go so well, so I can't say.
Well, I know, but that shouldn't color your expectations of future matrimony.
Yeah, second one might be great.
Second time around could be really, really good, don't you think? Are you in a relationship right now?
No. I'm in a relationship with my my new career.
Okay, that's fair enough.
All right.
Well, listen, what is that career? Quickly, what do you do?
I'm a financial advisor, so I help people with their investments and retirement plans and see if I can get them to retire early.
There Did you talk to your stepbrother about what they're spending on this wedding?
And heck no.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you could invest this money.
Oh. Yeah. Instead of dropping $30,000 on a wedding, if you would put that in at 8%.
Beep-boop-a-boop.
Mike, you're a good man. Thanks for letting us beat you up a little bit. And congrats to the happy couple, all right?
Thank you, guys. It was great. Looking forward to the podcast. I wish my son was here to hear it, but I had to drop him off at school 5 minutes ago.
That's all right. Yeah. You can download
play the podcast. He'll watch his eyes get real big. Don't tell him beforehand what it is. Okay?
In fact, he knows. He was super excited because I was on hold, and he was like, oh, my God, you got through. I was like, yeah, I got through.
Oh, did he go to class?
He had to go, yeah.
All right.
What's his first name?
Lucas.
All right, Lucas.
Hi,
Cheers
Lucas.
To you. Mike, have a great weekend, my friend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Mikey.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening.